Park City Manager Diane Foster said the old mine structures are some important buildings.
Last, I believe it was October 18th, they did a tour. So staff took them up on and had permission from the resorts to go up on, drive up onto the resorts and see some of the old water towers, mining buildings, etc. The staff is involved right now in, it's a little bit difficult in winter, so they'll pick this up again in the spring, doing an assessment of what's up there and what state is all that in, and then looking, working in conjunction with the resorts to look for federal money that might be available for historic preservation and those types of things. So it is something that's on the planning department's agenda, specifically the historic planner, Anya Graham, and we will be taking action on that when the snow melts, but hopefully it won't melt too soon.
She said preserving them won't be cheap.
It won't be cheap, and they are technically on the resort property, and so they're not municipal property. But they are, I think from a community perspective, they are beloved structures, and I think the resorts have been quite good about being good stewards of those and taking care of them. But if there's, for example, an opportunity to find federal money that can do additional work to help maintain those in their current state, I think we'll want to do that.
Park City Manager Diane Foster. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.